4 is a zoning agreement amendment at 90 to 100 Paget Street under file ZAA 4 of 2014. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedure Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will also be heard. Item 5, variance at 90 to 100 Paget Street under file DAV 111898 of 2014D.
Thank you. And we have the applicant, Bruce Pauls. If you could come forward, please.
Want me to bring that closer?
No. Good evening, councillors. Mr. Robinson, Mr. Mahi. I apologize, first off, for my lack of technology. I'm accustomed to presenting in the West Committee room. But all of the graphics that I have brought with me are included in your reports. If you need any assistance finding those, I will be more than happy to point them out. My name is Bruce Pauls. I'm here representing FT3 Architecture Landscape Interior Design. I don't know if you need me to state my address, 300 Waterfront Drive. And I am one of a number of architects working on this project. The project itself is a seven-story residential apartment building that will create 153 new homes, and it's being constructed by a well-known developer who has a reputation for high-quality buildings in Winnipeg. With respect to the amendment to the zoning agreement that we're asking for a reduction, an 800 millimeter reduction in the height of the berm that was described in the original zoning agreement. The reason we're asking for that, a number of things. First of all, the height of the berm, and given its minimum 2.5 to 1 slope, is that me? No, okay. It does consume a fair bit of land. We are simply asking to minimize that. And just as a little bit of background to this, since the zoning agreement was written, phase one of this project, phase one of the same parcel of land has been built. During the design of that building, topographical survey was conducted for the entire site, and that included the Manitoba Hydro right-of-way, which is to the west of our site. During that topographical survey, it was discovered that that right-of-way actually contains a swale, which effectively offsets the height of the berm for spill containment from the railway line. The other things that are important to note, we have designed the building and the site so that the proposed building is at a distance of more than 50 meters from the railway line. The proximity guidelines request that the building be no closer than 30 meters, so we're at a distance of more than 50. And I guess it is also important to note that this is not a high traffic nor a high speed rail line, so the likelihood of derailment here is minimal.
Okay.
With respect to the zoning variances that we are asking for, this site has a 20-foot side yard setback requirement. We are requesting that we reduce that to zero, and that is to allow the construction of a covered walkway that will connect this building with the building previously built. We're requesting a height of 71 feet. And that will allow us to build a seven-story building. It makes the project more economically viable. As part of the original zoning agreement, Lot 2 to the east was granted a 70-foot, it was allowed to, I guess we were permitted to build a 70-foot building on that lot. The owner thought that we might be able to transfer that privilege onto this lot because that lot features a 60-foot building. Pardon me here while I just... Oh, we're also asking for a reduction in the number of parking stalls. We feel that we've placed an appropriate number of parking stalls on the site while still maintaining some green space, some open space. In order to do that, we would like to park within the front yard setback. And the City of Winnipeg has actually requested a noise attenuation fence. That is the final variance request. I believe current zoning allows for a 4-foot fence to be constructed there. The city has requested 6. Do you have any questions for me?
Any questions? Nope. Okay.
Thank
Good.
You.
Thank you very much. We also have registered in support Gerald Peters. You okay or need to say? Heidi Spelzer? Okay. Is there anybody else who wishes to speak or be registered in support? Anybody here in opposition? Seeing none, I think we can proceed.
Councilor, the report of Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor, any opposed, carried.
Receipt of public reputation be concluded.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.